Page 73. And so she laid Sir Alexander in a horse litter and led him into the castle, for he had no foot nor might to stand upon the earth, for he had 16 great wounds, and in especial one of them was like to be his death. Chapter 37. How Queen Morgan le Fay had Alexander in her castle, and how she healed his wounds. Then Queen Morgan le Fay searched his wounds and gave such an ointment unto him that he should have died. And on the morn when she came to him, he complained him sore. And then she put other ointments upon him, and then he was out of his pain. Then came the damosel of the castle and said unto Morgan le Fay, I pray you help me that this knight might wed me, for he hath won me with his hands. Ye shall see, said Morgan le Fay, what I shall say. Then Morgan le Fay went unto Alexander, and bade in any wise that he should refuse this lady, and she desire to wed you, for she is not for you. So the damosel came and desired of him marriage. Damosel, said Orphelin, I thank you, but as yet I cast me not to marry in this country. Sir, she said, sithen ye will not marry me, I pray you, insomuch as ye have won me, that ye will give me to a knight of this country that hath been my friend, and loved me many years. With all my heart, said Alexander, I will assent thereto. Then, with the knight sent for, his name was Geron le Gros, and a nun he made them handfast and wedded them. Then came Morgan le Fay to Alexander, and bade him arise, and put him in a horse litter, and gave him such a drink that in 3 days and 3 nights he waked never, but slept. And so she brought him to her own castle, that at that time was called La Belle Regard. Then Morgan le Fay came to Alexander and asked him if he would fain be whole. Page 74. Who would be sick, said Alexander, and he might be whole? Well, said Morgan le Fay, then shall ye promise me by your knighthood that this day, 12 months and a day, ye shall not pass the compass of this castle, and without doubt ye shall lightly be whole. I assent, said Sir Alexander. And there he made her a promise, then was he soon whole. And when Alexander was whole, then he repented him of his oath, for he might not be revenged upon King Mark. Right so there came a damsel that was cousin to the Earl of Pays, and she was cousin to Morgan le Fay, and by right that castle of La Belle Regard should have been hers by true inheritance. So this damosel entered into this castle where lay Alexander, and there she found him upon his bed, passing heavy and all sad. Chapter 38. How Alexander was delivered from the Queen Morgan le Fay by the mean of a damosel. Sir Knight, said the damosel, an ye would be merry, I could tell you good tidings. Well were me, said Alexander, and I might hear of good tidings, for now I stand as a prisoner by my promise. Sir, she said, wit ye well that ye be a prisoner, and worse than ye ween, for my lady, my cousin queen, Morgan le Fay, keepeth you here for none other intent but for to do her pleasure with you when it liked her. O Jesu, defend me, said Alexander, from such pleasure, for I had liever cut away my hangers than I would do her such pleasure. As Jesu help me, said the damosel, and ye would love me and be ruled by me, I shall make your deliverance with your worship. Tell me, said Alexander, by what mean, and ye shall have my love. Page 75. Fair knight, said she, this castle of right ought to be mine, and I have an uncle the which is a mighty earl. He is Earl of Pays, and of all folks he hateth most Morgan le Fay. And I shall send unto him and pray him for my sake to destroy this castle for the evil customs that be used therein, and then will he have come and set wildfire on every part of the castle, and I shall get you out at a privy postern, and there shall ye have your horse and your harness. "Ye say well, damosel," said Alisander. And then she said, "Ye may keep the room of this castle this 12 months and a day, then break ye not your oath." "Truly, fair damosel," said Alisander, "ye say sooth." And then he kissed her, and did to her pleasance, as it pleased them both at times and leisures. So anon she sent unto her uncle, and bade him come and destroy that castle, for as the book saith, he would have been destroyed that castle aforetime had not that damosel been. When the earl understood her letters, he sent her word again that on such a day he would come and destroy that castle. So when that day came, she showed Alisander a postern wherethrough he could flee into a garden, and there he should find his armor and his horse. When the day came that was set, thither came the Earl of Pays with 400 knights, and set on fire all parts of the castle, that or they ceased, they left not a stone standing. And all this while that the fire was in the castle, he abode in the garden. And when the fire was done, he let make a cry that he would keep that piece of earth, thereas the castle of La Beale Regard was a 12 month and a day from all manner knights that would come. So it happened there was a duke that hight Ansirus, and he was the kin of Sir Lancelot. And this knight was a great pilgrim, for every third year he would be at Jerusalem. And because he used all his life to go in pilgrimage, men called him Duke Ansirus the Pilgrim. And this duke had a daughter that hight Alice, that was a passing fair woman. And because of her father, she was called Alice La Beale Pilgrim, page 76. And anon, as she heard of this cry, she went unto Arthur's court, and said openly in hearing of many knights, that what knight may overcome that knight that keepeth that piece of earth shall have me and all my lands. When the knights of the Round Table heard her say thus, many were glad, for she was passing fair and of great rents. Right so she let cry in castles and towns as fast on her side as Alisander did on his side. Then she dressed her pavilion straight by the piece of the earth that Alisander kept. So she was not so soon there, but there came a knight of Arthur's court that hight Sagramore le Desirous, and he proffered to joust with Alisander, and they encountered. And Sagramore le Desirous bruised his spear upon Sir Alisander. But Sir Alisander smote him so hard that he avoided his saddle. And when La Beale Alice saw him joust so well, she thought him a passing goodly knight on horseback. And then she leapt out of her pavilion and took Sir Alisander by the bridle, and thus she said, "Fair knight, I require thee of thy knighthood, show me thy visage." "I dare well," said Alisander, "show me my visage." And then he put off his helm, and she saw his visage. She said, "O sweet Jesu, thee I must love, and never other." "Then show me your visage," he said, said he. Chapter 39. How Alisander met with Alice La Beale, Pilgrim, and how he jousted with two knights, and after of him and of Sir Mordred. Then she unwimpled her visage, and when he saw her, he said, "Here have I found my love and my lady." "Truly, fair lady," said he, "I promise you to be your knight, and none other that beareth the life." "Now, gentle knight," said she, "tell me your name." Page 77. "My name is," said he, "Alisander Le Orphelin." "Now, demoiselle, tell me your name," said he. "My name is," said she, "Alice La Beale Pilgrim, and when we be more at our heart's ease, both ye and I shall tell other of what blood we be come." So there was great love betwixt them. And as they thus talked, there came a knight that hight Harsus Le Berbius, and asked part of Sir Alisander's spears. Then Sir Alisander encountered with him, and at the first Sir Alisander smote him over his horse's croup. And then there came another knight that hight Sir Hugin, and Sir Alisander smote him down as he did that other. and then Sir Hugon proffered to do battle on foot. Sir Alexander overcame him with 3 strokes, and they would have slain him had he not yielded him. So then Alexander made both those knights to swear to wear none armor in a 12-month and a day. Then Sir Alexander lit down and went to rest and repose him. Then the damosel that helped Sir Alexander out of the castle, in her play, told Alice altogether how he was prisoner in the castle of La Belle Regard, and there she told her how she got him out of prison. "Sir," said Alice La Belle Pilgrim, "me seemeth ye are much beholding to this maiden." "That is true," said Alexander, and there Alice told him of what a blood she was come. "Sir, wit ye well," she said, "that I am of the blood of King Ban, that was father unto Sir Lancelot." "I was, fair lady," said Alexander. "My mother told me that my father was brother unto a king, and I am nigh cousin unto Sir Tristram." Then this while came there 3 knights, that one hight Vaines, and the other hight Harvest de la Marche, and the other hight Perrin de la Montaigne, and with 1 spear Sir Alexander smote them down all 3, and gave them such falls that they had no list to fight upon foot. Page 78. So he made them to swear to wear none arms in a 12-month. So when they were departed, Sir Alexander beheld his lady Alice on horseback as he stood in her pavilion. And then was he so enamored upon her that he wist not whether he were on horseback or on foot. Right so came the false knight Sir Mordred, and saw Sir Alexander was assotted upon his lady. And therewithal he took his horse by the bridle, and led him here and there, and had cast him to have led him out of that place to have shamed him. And when the damosel that helped him out of that castle saw how shamefully he was led, anon she let arm her and set a shield upon her shoulder, and therewith she mounted upon his horse and gat a naked sword in her hand, and she thrust unto Alexander with all her might, and she gave him such a buffet that he thought the fire flew out of his eyen. And when Alexander felt that stroke, he looked about him and drew his sword, and when she saw that, she fled. And so did Mordred into the forest, and the damosel fled into the pavilion. So when Alexander understood himself how the false knight would have shamed him had not the damosel been, then was he wroth with himself that Sir Mordred was so escaped his hands. But then Sir Alexander and Alice had good game at the damosel, how sadly she hit upon him the helm. Then Sir Alexander jousted thus day by day, and on foot he did many battles with many knights of King Arthur's court, and with many knights strangers. Therefore, to tell all the battles that he did, it was overmuch to rehearse, for every day within that 12-month he had ado with 1 knight or with another, and some day he had ado with 3 or with 4, and there was never knight that put him to the worse. And at the 12-month's end he departed with his lady, Alice La Belle Pilgrim, and the damosel would never go from him, and so they went into their country of Benwick, and lived there in great joy.